formal name, but no one calls me that anymore. My grandmother, who used to call me that. Anyway, nice signal from you. You're 10 dB over 9. Very strong signal here today from Greece. Just located outside of Boston, Massachusetts here. SV1PMR from K1KW. Over.
Okay, I didn't get your name. How do you like me to call you?
Chuck. Name is Chuck. C-H-U-C-K. Chuck. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I mixed up a little bit because I'm looking up on a QRZ.com. Actually, tell me something. Are you talking now? Are you using this linear amplifier that I can see in the picture?
Yeah, that's not a linear. That's actually a Class C final plate modulator. Yes, that's what I'm using right now. That a very old-looking transmitter. Yeah, I just finished building that, actually. It's a very new transmitter, actually. I just got done building it, but it's made out of old parts from the 1930s, 40s, and 1950s. So, it's a new transmitter made with old parts, so it looks old. Go ahead.
I was just looking and I couldn't believe that you were talking with this radio. Man, it's a fantastic piece. Congratulations for what you have now there.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, and I'm using this transmitter is a 75A4. It's an old Collins receiver. I don't have a picture of that. But that rig is right in my shop, man. I'm standing right in front of this transmitter right now. I came down here to get some work done, and as usual, I wind up on the radio. It's a fun transmitter to use because it's lit up, it's a picture with the filaments glowing in the final, and very similar to the modulator, too, is the same similar set of tubes in it. So anyway, yep, that's what I'm running, and I was on earlier today with my other transmitter, which is a more modern rig with a Flex 5000 and another. No picture of that. Everyone knows what those things are. Anyway, back to you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And the audio report here today. SV1PMR. This is K1KW.
The high up one of the four antennas you have on a stack on a building on a tower.
Yeah, I'm using all four of them. All four antennas are used at once on that first picture. That's my 20 through 10 meter antenna system. That's the antenna system I'm using right now, and all four of those antennas work at the same time. Go ahead.
Wants to talk to you, and I'm very happy to have you on my log. To tell you my working conditions here, it's a non-power. I didn't make it, of course, with, the same tube, similar tube, with a 46-1500, the Russian one, the 728, and about 500 whiskeys on 4-element ultra-beam antenna. And Radio Tango Sierra 990. Okay, Chuck, the last question is how you copy my AM radio, my AM modulation. Your modulation is perfect, just perfect.
No, that sounds good. Sounds very nice. Good signal, good strong signal. And you're modulating it fully. I would leave it alone right where you have it. Sounds fine here. No problems at all. Anyway, thank you for the contact and the report. Do appreciate it. And I'd like to bring on the rig a little bit of exercise. And I have already 7 hours. If you look at the picture of that, in the bottom left meter near the bottom has a runtime meter, and it tells me how many hours the transmitter has been on. It's been on 87 hours. That's just filament time. Anyway, 7-3, thank you for the contact, and glad to make your acquaintance here on 10 a.m. SV1 PMR, K1 KW.
Okay, K1 KW, very happy to hear you and to have you on my logbook. Of course, you don't need, you don't want QSL cards. I will send you mine. And my pleasure to hear you again around the frequencies. Bye-bye, Chuck.
Okay, 7-3. K1KW, just a last quick listen here for K1KW, standing by.
I wonder if you could turn your power down, old man. We're trying to watch television in England.